We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, taking a look and just talking about Louisiana and the flooding down there, Alan. Right now, the state says that at least 11 people have died. About 30,000 have been rescued after the storm system dumped more than 20 inches of rain in 2 days. Side by side, an article in the Times, for a glimpse of climate change, look to the south and expect more floods and destruction.
I'm sure that's true. Once again, we could say it a million times. We could put our heads in the sand, or we can examine what climate change really means and what's going to happen as the oceans rise and the various Arctic icebergs melt. There is no question of what we are going through. Our scientists tell us, our politicians, especially in the Republican Party, frankly, are loath to recognize that we really have to do something. And you just think about when the end comes, these guys would be saying about their grandchildren and their children, we blew it.
It looks like the campaign chief for Donald Trump blew it. And now we're going to hear, at least says in the New York Times, expected announcement today that his now top campaign chief is being demoted. Stephen Bannon, the executive chairman of Breitbart News, will become the Republicans' campaign chief executive. So Corey Lewandowski, the first one shown the door, this one demoted.
Yeah. And I confused the Corey Lewandowski and Paul Manafort yesterday, for which I apologize. But I have to say that what this just shows is chaos. The New York Times is saying that they assess Trump's chances at 12%. Well, you know, a lot can happen in the months that are going to come over. We can have another terrorist incident. We can see what's going on in Milwaukee, and you see that Trump is trying to play that card in two interesting ways. He's saying that the cops have been maligned, but he's also saying that the people who are doing it need protection, or some of the people who are doing it. Look, he makes a point, and I know it, that a lot of people are trapped into inner cities and have an awful lot to have to worry about while they're there. In fact, many black citizens have to worry about crime because we do know that, and I know we got a letter yesterday saying that black-on-black crime is not a good term, and I believe that. But it is true that black people are more subjected in a ghetto situation to the visages of misbehavior of the few on them, and that is not attractive. Then, of course, you see the fury that is a result of years and years of economic discrimination and other discrimination. And it comes out at times like this. This is not something that we have not seen before. And finally, there is the whole issue, David, of people who live in bad areas and who have seen their kids stopped incessantly. We've seen black children, in some cases, killed. And it turns out for no good reason whatsoever, as if there ever is a good reason. And that is something we have to understand as a society. Otherwise, it's just going to keep going on. I'm sorry to bring this news to so many people, but almost everybody knows that what I'm saying is right. If you had a kid and that kid was stopped over and over and over again and didn't do anything wrong just based on the color of the skin, you'd be pretty angry too.
Well, is the strategy to use ousted Fox News chief Roger Ailes to advise Trump a good one?
It's backfiring, I'll tell you that. Yesterday, the campaign was saying he would not be doing the debating. And then there were other stories saying he would be consulting with the campaign. Who knows what the truth is? But the irony here is you have this guy, Ailes, who is now being accused by so many women of improper behavior. And you find that he has the absolute chutzpah to be talking to Donald Trump about how to debate his woman opponent, Hillary Clinton, in a debate. And that is, of course, nuts. I mean, it's really loopy.
So finally, Alan, here is this article from the New York Times. Is it fair to psychoanalyze Donald Trump so far? The American Psychiatric Association says such an assessment would be unethical, but many in the profession are doing so anyway.
You're seeing it all the time.
Yep.
People are calling him every name in the book. Narcissist, pathological, name a term, and you have heard it. I'm frankly uncomfortable with it myself. I don't think that we should bandy these names about, especially when we don't really know what we're doing. Now, I have my sense that the therapeutic community has to get its stuff together, too, because just because you have a degree after your name doesn't mean you've had somebody on the couch or you've talked to them or you know what they are all about. So there are many who have been using these names. And while I understand, because I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump, I do have some real misgivings about this labeling.